Dirty Martini by J.A. Conrath. Dirty Martini. 2 ounces vodka, 1 tablespoon dry vermouth, 2 tablespoons olive juice, 2 olives. Fill a mixer with all ingredients, including garnish. Cover and shake hard 3 to 4 times. Strain contents into a cocktail glass.
This book is for Jim Corsi, who has been there for me since the beginning. Best friends forever, man.
Prologue. No security cameras this time, but he still has to be careful. The smaller the store, the more likely he'll be remembered. He's dressed for the part. The mustache is fake, so is the shoulder-length hair. His facial jewelry is all clip-on, including the nose ring and the lip ring, and his combat boots have lifts in them, adding almost 3 inches to his height. He's wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt that he picked up at a thrift shop for a quarter, under a red flannel shirt that costs little more. The long sleeves hide the tube. When they interview witnesses later, they'll remember his costume, but not his features. He picked a good time of day. The store is busy. The woman behind the counter is speaking German with one of the patrons, 3 people in line behind her. To the left, an old lady is pushing a small cart, scrutinizing some imported canned goods. In the rear of the store, a fat man is picking up a half-liter bottle of Weihenstephaner beer. At the deli section, he finds the cooler with the fresh fruit. Pretending as if he's trying to decide, he eventually picks up a red apple. He cradles the fruit in his left hand, avoiding the use of his fingertips, palmed in his right hand, attached to the tube that runs up his...